This is another Red FM podcast. And remember, if you enjoyed this episode, for more podcasts, check out redextra.ie. It's full of great Red FM content.
I'm saucy and I'm posh. I'm all about the dosh. I live in Ballinlough because I can't afford BlackRock. You can ask me for advice, but don't expect me to be nice. It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
The gloves are totally off now in my WhatsApp group, Douglas Road Moms Who'd Elbow You in the Face to Get Their Sons Into Prez. Laura, underscore 246 pairs of shoes, has decided to start ski-shaming people after reading Greta Thunberg's book about the stupid environment. As I always say, there is such a thing as too much information. Anyway, she's going to name and shame anyone on the group who heads for the slopes this year. This is a nightmare because it allows people to say they're staying at home to help polar bears when in fact they can't afford it because their husband is only a teacher. How can I forgo skiing without people thinking that I'm a bit turnus cross? Monica, Blackrock Road. The ferry isn't an option. You don't want to get stuck talking to a truck driver.
My hippie cousin in St. Luke's deals with this in her podcast, 27 Ways to Devastate Friends with Your Wealth Without Flooding Greenland. I said, what's popular in St. Luke's this year? She said lentils and smugness. Hashtag misunderstanding. Hashtag true though.
Hey, I'm a founding member of a male cycling group, Douglas Road Doctors with American Accents. My bike is worth more than your car, that's just a fact. That's by the by though, because I started dating a nurse from Passage West. And didn't she take me down to our tiny house last weekend to meet the ma'am? Long story short, the toilet is next to the living room and I couldn't perform. I'll have a total hernia if this happens again. Would it be rude of me to buy the ma'am a decent sized place on Maryborough Hill? Dr. Ken, Douglas Road.
My posh cousin dated a guy from Passage West as part of a charity thing. I said, did you have any toilet problems in his house, Ian? She said no, until his mam offered me donkey's gudge and it scared the shit out of me. Hashtag disgusting.
The gloves are totally off now in my WhatsApp group, Douglas Road Moms Who'd Elbow You in the Face to Get Their Sons Into Prez. Laura, underscore 246 pairs of shoes, has decided to start ski-shaming people after reading Greta Thunberg's book about the stupid environment. As I always say, there is such a thing as too much information. Anyway, she's going to name and shame anyone on the group who heads for the slopes this year. This is a nightmare because it allows people to say they're staying at home to help polar bears when in fact they can't afford it because their husband is only a teacher. How can I forgo skiing without people thinking that I'm a bit turnus cross? Monica, Blackrock Road. The ferry isn't an option. You don't want to get stuck talking to a truck driver.
My hippie cousin in St. Luke's deals with this in her podcast, 27 Ways to Devastate Friends with Your Wealth Without Flooding Greenland. I said, what's popular in St. Luke's this year? She said lentils and smugness. Hashtag misunderstanding. Hashtag true though.
Hello, old stalk. Myself and Hoggy tried to chat up two gorgeous visiting academics in the Abbey Tavern last night, but no dice, particularly after Hoggy roared, I'll tell you something, I wouldn't mind having a bit of history with you, to the blondie one. Anyway, we've decided to improve our intellectual credentials by writing a history of the South Side, because to be honest, I'm sick of reading about the history of poverty on the North Side, as if there's something noble about walking to Yall on your holidays. Any tips for the book? Reggie, Blackrock.
My Uncle William is a local history enthusiast. It's a nightmare if you get stuck next to him at a wedding. I asked him what would be a good topic for your book. He said, the railway line to Passage West. I said, that's fascinating. He said, why? I said, imagine people wanting to go to Passage West.
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner.
Red FM.
Thanks for listening to this Red FM podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and check out redextra.ie for more great Red FM content.